Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is the holiest of weeks, not just within the Christian church, but in the whole world. This is the week that the church gathers to follow Jesus, the Christ, to his cross and to his empty tomb. This is the day where we heard of how they gathered in Jerusalem for the Feast of the Passover. How Jesus rides in on the donkey, fulfilling the prophecy of Zechariah. And as you heard many prophecies from Zechariah today, you also hear of how they are fulfilled in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Yes, they look upon him who received the piercings. Yes, he was sold for 30 pieces of silver. Yes, he rides in on that donkey as the people sing out, "Hosanna, save us now." Today, we hear that passion story read from St. Matthew's Gospel. And as we gather every day this week, we hear that passion story from one of those Gospels. We will also hear of our Lord's institution of his supper on our behalf, that he gives us his flesh and his blood to eat and to drink for the remission of sins. Jesus either is who he says he is, or he is a liar or a lunatic. There is no middle ground. You cannot say, "I believe in hippie Jesus who walks around saying, peace, peace." You cannot say, "I believe in a Jesus who's just generally a nice guy, but does not call people to repent and to look to his cross." You cannot say that Jesus was just a revolutionary who died trying to overthrow Rome, but that also he said some words of prophecy. You either proclaim by the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is who he says he is, that he is the eternal Son that was pointed to in the Garden of Eden, the one that would overthrow the work of the devil, or you reject him. You either believe that this is the Jesus who from of old was prophesied to crush the devil's head, who was with his Father, who is the Word by which the heavens and the earth were made, that this is the Jesus, the eternal Son, who took on flesh in the womb of a virgin. For as St. Paul said, he came in the form of God, for he is God. He did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but yet he made himself of no reputation, also taking on the form of a bondservant. It makes no logical sense, but we believe it. Jesus is God in the flesh. He keeps these two natures like an iron in the fire. Being found in the appearance of a man, Jesus willingly lays down his life. You cannot take the opinion that Jesus is a prophet, that Jesus might have been born of a virgin, that Jesus ascended into heaven, but that he did not die, was not God the Son, that he did not die for the sins of the world. You cannot wage what you call a jihad or holy war against the church and still have any hope of salvation. But I want you to take heart today, dear Christians, that even as those groups of people that deny that Jesus is God in the flesh, as they build communities just up our road, that they too will follow the words written by St. Paul to the Philippians. God also has exalted him highly and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, here on earth, above the earth, under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That day is approaching, dear children. Do not lose heart, because that is the day when our tongues will confess, not because we were good enough, but because God has called us. Because empowered by the Holy Spirit, this moves our tongues, this moves our knees, this moves our bodies to rejoice that Jesus Christ is King. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Those tongues that confessed in their life will confess it to eternal glory. Those tongues who confessed it for the first time, to the opposite. And that is why we work, dear Christians. We work not because we believe that we are better than other people, but rather we know that we aren't. We know that it is only by God's grace that we have salvation. We know that we are sinners and that we need a Savior, and that Jesus has done it all for us. And so it is with joy that we tell others. Jesus Christ has trampled sin, death, and the devil for me, but he's done it for you too. Believe. As Jesus is riding in on that donkey, the chief priests and the Pharisees are angry because they are crying out, "Save us, O King, O Messiah, O the one that we have been waiting for." And they tell him, "Do you not hear what they say? Tell them to be quiet." And Jesus says, even if they were to be quiet, the stones would cry out. This is that prophecy from Zechariah fulfilled. Children playing in the streets. Boys and girls gathered to sing Hosanna. Save us now, O Lord. It is joy in the life of a Christian. Yes, during this week, we have sorrow over our sins. We have sorrow over the death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we also know that his cross is not the final act. St. John writes in his first epistle, "I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." When Pilate tells them, "Do you really want me to crucify your king?" they cry out, "His blood be upon us and on our children." And thanks be to God for that. It is his blood that flows. It is his blood that fills the baptismal font. His blood be on us and on our children, for they are baptized, they are washed, they are made clean in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. And the lies of the devil The world and our sinful flesh cannot contain us anymore. You children, receiving your first communion today, rejoice because it is His blood that flows. The same body and blood that we have received for years, you now receive. Not because you have earned it because you were good enough, but because God is gracious and He gives you all things. I have with me a couple of things that I take around with me. The first one here is a communion card filled out by one of my daughters months ago, I think in hopeful expectation for this day to finally come that she has been working on so hard. And one that I have kept in my preaching Bible for at least a year. And in this picture, I have both the bread, aka the body of Jesus, and the wine, aka the blood of Jesus. I carry this around in my preaching Bible when I go to see other people. And this little girl is receiving this exact thing. The bread, which is also the body, and the blood in that cup, the wine. Not because it logically makes sense to us. Not because we have somehow earned that sense. But because we have faith. Because we believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins. Because we believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Because we believe that when Jesus says something, it happens. That when He said, "There shall be light," there was light. And that when He says, "Take, eat, this is my body," it is His body. And of the cup, when He says, "Drink of it, all of you," this cup is the New Testament in my blood, that it is His blood. That these are given and shed for us for the remission, the forgiveness of sins. You came today with a repentant heart. You came having been taught the faith by your parents. You came today having been examined by me and an elder. You came today having repented and confessed your sins, and you will leave today forgiven, washed in the body and blood of the Lamb. Keep that faith. Don't let the world get you down. Don't let the world beat you down. Rather, have the joy that you will carry out of this church every day. That when others look at you and say, "Why are you so happy? Do you not know how bad things are?" You can say, "In the end, we win because Christ has secured the victory for us." I am proud of each of you because Jesus Christ is at work in your lives. May we all share the faith that you have today for the rest of our lives. The church sins. "Yes, Father, yes, most willingly, I'll bear what you command me. My will conforms to your decree. I'll do what you have asked me. Oh, wondrous love, what have you done? The Father offers up his Son, desiring our salvation. Oh, love, how strong you are to save. You lay the one into the grave who built the earth's foundation." Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.